Last few shiurim we spoke about how the days of the week, they create Shabbos, especially the tefillahs during the week, create the Shabbos. So today, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to speak about Erev Shabbos. And I'd like to thank our good chaver, Josh Weinberg, again, for sponsoring today's shiur. You see lots of atzlacha and bracha and everything he does for his home mishpacha. So the avodah of Erev Shabbos, we're going to touch upon a nekuda which we mentioned in the first week of giving the shiur. We're going to come back to that, but now that we're in this derech right now of speaking about the week, and now Erev Shabbos, and we're making our way towards Shabbos, and Rabbi Sai, you can't say, you know, Yeshua, why are you talking about the week? This is a Shabbos here. Because what we're showing is, this is Shabbos. Shabbos is made from these hachanas. So it would be improper to speak about Shabbos Kodesh without speaking about the week leading up to Shabbos. This is the materials, the ingredients which create Shabbos. But let's speak today about why and how the hachana for Erev Shabbos is going to be a different hachana than what we've done during the week. Because again, every day is a hachana for Shabbos, but how and which way is Erev Shabbos a different avodah when it comes to this hachana for Shabbos? So here we have a Maamar Makom, according to Rav David Lelever. So he quotes Rav David Lelever, the Be'er Heitev, in Siman Reish Nun, who writes that on every Erev Shabbos, one should be Mahar B'Tshuva. It's a day of Tshuva. It explains beautifully, Mishum Shechilek Hara Shevi Yehudi is a Bechinas Goy Shebekir Bay. That every single Jew has a part of him, which is the Yitzhahara, which is his Goyishkeit. The Hari Amru Chazan, Chazal say, Goyish Shavas Chayiv Misa. So the Kach Be'erev Shabbos, so therefore on Erev Shabbos, Tzarech Kol Echad Lidchayk Bechinas Hara Beha Goyisha Beha Chutza. We have to tell that Goy inside of ourselves, Geavek, to do tshuva there, lest Chas V'Shalom, we bring him into Shabbos. Kidei Shed Lo Yiyye Chalila Bebechinas Goyish Shavas. We don't want that Chedek of Goy within us should be brought into Shabbos. So therefore, there's an inyan we see here from Abdel Lelever that there's an avoid of an Erev Shabbos of being Mahar B'Tshuva. Because a Goy Sheshavas is Chayav Misa. Now regarding this inyan of the type of tshuva which should be done in Erev Shabbos, it said already in the name of Yeren, it said, I Pshes and other Tzadikim, that at the end of every tkufa, there's an inyan of tshuva. At the end of every day, there's a Kriya Shema Lamita that a person makes a Chashman HaNefesh. And at the end of every month, there's an Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is Yom Kippur Katan. At the end of every year, there's a Yom Kippur, there's a Seres Yom Tshuva. So the same thing is true every week. That Shabbos and also Erev Shabbos, it's a time which is Mesugel for Tshuva. That's why at the end of the Torah speaks about Tshuva. V'shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, Parshas Nitzavim, Parshas Vayelech. Because the inyan of Tshuva is found at the end. At the end of times, which is what we're living in now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mavtiachas in the Torah, says the Rambam, the Klai Yisrael will do tshuva. So Achris is always associated with tshuva. The end of a person's life, before he dies, it's a time to be Mefaishrish B'maisav. So we see here from the Or LaShamayim, he says that the Tzaddik, who's called Yoyim Hashishi, Shana Hashishis, is like Yoyim Hashishi, that the tzaddik, which is the mid of Yisayid, the union of a tzaddik, Yom HaShishi, is koilil all the 6 days of the week. That's the union of Yisayid without getting into the chassidus of it, the kabbalah of it. Uboy ha'is l'sakin kol avav yamim. That's the time to be misakin all the previous days. Kasha shamati b'shin rabbeinu ha'ilakim arin ha'rab alimelech zeichas v'kadosh l'rocha she'erev Shabbos kodesh hu b'chinas erev Yom Kippur. But by a tzaddik, erev Shabbos is like erev Yom Kippur. K'maykin ha-tzadik koilel ha-koil. The tzadik is koilel everyone, and he does a tshuva for everyone, that's the truth. But there's an inyan by the tzadik that every Erev Shabbos by him is an Erev Yom Kippur. Which gives us a whole different perspective. We'll have to understand in Mirz Hashem in coming Shurim, we're not done yet speaking about Erev Shabbos, how it is to be miyashev, this idealism of Erev Shabbos, which is considered to be like an Erev Yom Kippur, How do we stem that with like the running around with what you do, like in the house and outside the house, and like how do we even bring these two things together? I mean, my Erev Shabbos is nothing like this. I'm just wondering, you know, going through these sugyas, how to be miyashiv this stira. So Mr. Shem, hopefully we'll have something to share, but at least we can learn about it, we can yearn for it, we can understand that in the Dalet Amos of the Tzaddik there's something called Erev Shabbos, there's Erev Yom Kippur. So the Tol Yitzchak of Yosef is going to help us out a little bit, according to the Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara Ksuvos tells us, Meis ve'erev Shabbos simin yafala. It's a good simin for a person to die in Erev Shabbos. So Hikshi the Baal Shem Tov. So Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem, we can quote the Baal Shem Tov himself in this year. He says, what is Chazal trying to tell us? Right? He says, is it trying to tell us how a person should plan out his death? Right? Is that the limud here? A person should hope and he should make arrangements to die in Erev Shabbos? Is that the limud here? So he explained, no, this is a Musar Gadol. That a person should die in Erev Shabbos, what does that mean? Lifnais etz atzmon bikol iskei olam hazeh. That a person has to detach himself from all worldly things on Erev Shabbos. Ki'ilu meis, and he should see himself as if he's a dead man. Kidei la'aseh sachana l'Shabbos. That Friday should be a day that when Friday comes around, he's in a zone called hachana l'Shabbos. And this is ma'atzal ha'michiv etakever. And again, B'shem the Baal Shem Tov, the same Vart, and then the below that it quotes for the Lechavitcher, who says, Shemati mi'ish emes, ki toyar panav shal ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh b'Kabbalah Shabbos, haya kishal goyses. That on Erev Shabbos, the face of the Baal Shem Tov was like a goyses, like a person who was about to die. U'bishas kisisaso haya le'oysay toyar shal Kabbalah Shabbos. And the way he looked at his death, it was the same way that he looked on Friday. That he was in the world on Erev Shabbos, that Shabbos is coming, and the only thing that he was consumed with was today is Hachana for Shabbos. In fact, it's said about the Baal Shem Tov that after his Ptira, so that it wasn't clear who was going to be the manning in his place. So there was like a discussion around the round table amongst the great tzaddikim of the Baal Shem. So who would be Memalei Makom? Yeah, I think this is about the Baal Shem, not about the Magid. I think this is how the Maggid became Memalei Makom. So the Maggid said, anybody who could tell us a chiddush about the Baal Shem, which we didn't know before, so he could be Memalei Makom, the place of the Baal Shem. So the Maggid shared the following thing. He said, I saw with my eyes that when Erev Shabbos came around, the Baal Shem Tov would take off his guf and put on a new guf. That's what he said. So when they heard that he was able to see that maifis from the Baal Shem, it wasn't the pshat that the only thing you were only able to see what you were allowed to see. And if he was able to see that, that meant that he was on a darga to be able to understand such a zach. The same thing was true about the Rebbe Elyon HaMelech. It was said that he used to take off his guf and put on a new guf on Erev Shabbos. So this is what it meant. Like, Baal Shem Tov was ma'amish, like he was a geises. It was a different metzias. Like, what is misa? It's a person takes off this guf and he goes into the Olam HaElyon and he puts on a new guf. Whatever the guf is there, that's the guf you wear. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov did. That's what he did every Erev Shabbos. Take a look at the Sfasemis here. In the bottom paragraph, he says that since Shabbos we know already is Me'in Olam Haba, and as a person comes closer to Kedushas Shabbos, he has more of a Shaychis and more of a Shaychis to that world of Olam Haba. L'chein tzarech ha'adam b'chol Shabbos la'zayiv kolin enin l'mazah. The Liskar asks one to remind himself constantly throughout the whole day, Zachar Sama Shabbos L'kadshay. That a person should see in his preparations for Shabbos, I'm not preparing for Shabbos right now. I'm preparing for Olam Haba. If that's the case, it's a type of a tshuva that a person is osed again that he's not preparing for Shabbos. Right? He's making hachanas to die right now. That's what it means, Shabbos. Because Misa doesn't mean that it's a death. Misa just means an aliyas neshama, you're going up today. And that's the mitzvah of Shabbos. You get on the escalator of Shabbos, and Shabbos takes you up. But to get on that escalator, a person has to be poishe tzura v'loi vish tzura chadasha. And that, he says, is done with the hishtekikas for Shabbos. Like we spoke about in the last year, maybe it was two shiurim ago, I don't remember, that there's two parts of hachanas for Shabbos. There's the zachar preparations for Shabbos, which is the nitty-gritty, which is the ma'is elachelak ha-ma'is, and then there's the nekeva aspect, which is the hishtekikas for Shabbos. And through that hishtekikas, a person prepares himself like me'ena misa. And that's really the chara, going back to one of the famous questions we said before, the question of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Why is it that this musak vai of the nefesh, which teaches us about the histalkus of the nefesh yaseira, the nesham yaseira, is on Motzei Shabbos, why is it taught on Friday night? What's the shaykhis to Friday night? The vai of the nefesh. So the teretz is this. Vai of the nefesh means that a person who goes into Shabbos, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, so vai of the nefesh has a different meaning. It means that a person dies. He dies in Erev Shabbos, and that's his Pesach to come into Shabbos. This is how tzaddikim enter into the world of Shabbos. Now we're going to explain this in Mitzvah Shem, to be makarvet a little bit to us, what this means, this hachana from Erev Shabbos, which we know it's a different type of a hachana, because the Torah says so. The Torah says, v'heichinu es asher yaviu, that you have to prepare everything which you're ready to bring. So whereas throughout the whole week, you're preparing what you're going to make your Shabbos out of, all the Torah and mitzvahs and tefillahs which you daven during the week, that's what you're bringing to make the Shabbos out of. But Friday, you have to package it. V'heichinu es asher yaviu. So we're speaking about this thing called v'heichinu. It's a different type of a hachana, it's a different type of a tshuva. So this idea of Misa, let's bring it into a different terms right now with the Heichal Brecha, with the Kamarna. And everything by Kamarna is very much, is very personal. I don't know how this happened, but the Kamarna says so many amazing things about his life, and about his Avaida, and about the Zidat Shoiver. Here you have something which is mamish fascinating. So he quotes his uncle, the Zidat Shoiver. He writes, Shebachol Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yesh Lo Bittul V'Yisurim V'Chalishas Das Ma'od. Every Erev Shabbos, he had tremendous Chalishas Adas, and Tsar, and Yisurin. Why? Kedi L'Zakas L'Erev Shabbos. He went through this as his hachana to be zeicha to the or of Shabbos. Upamachas haibev Shabbos yekadosh brod. He was in the city of Brod. V'hivricho esem yisham b'zayin god amah. They heard that he was there, and whatever bad rumors were said about him, and they chased him out of town. V'hutzrach lanas le'ir fud kamin. He went to a new city. Uba kar of the lila of the sham b'loy bigde Shabbos. He had no bigde Shabbos to wear. And he had to be Mekabel Shabbos in plain weekday clothes. Would be Shabbos Kodesh Amar, and on Shabbos he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Kach Bizayon Hayali, Heyer Li Es Tfilasi. I went through such bizayonis today. Please illuminate my davening now. And immediately, and this is very Kamarna style, V'nidlaku Boi Ramachi Varai, Li'achili Harayon. I couldn't explain to you in human words the type of a spark which ignited in every fiber of my being, shulei ta'amti or kazam yamai. Never did I taste such a light. V'loi etamayt elav hashvi, and I will never taste such a light until Mashiach comes. V'kein haya darka b'kedusha, and this was his way every Erev Shabbos, not just when he was chased out of cities, every Erev Shabbos, that he was mespalel, and he was mamshech upon himself every Erev Shabbos kodesh. Yitzurim v'doichach v'tza'ar. This was his hachanas. Kedei sheiz bata legami kredim Shabbos. To make himself into that ayin, to that bittul, to that misa. The conceptual misa of the tzaddik of ayin. Sheyucha lekabu ve'is hatfila v'su this Shabbos, the great or. As a Torah Kodesh v'naki. The bittul, the bizayim. The simcha is noilad out of this. It's from these bizayim that you're zeichet to the simcha. It's at that moment he was zeichet to tremendous simcha. It's a madriga to be mesameich in the bizyaynes. But mitoich the bizyaynes in that tefillah, you can imagine the simchas hanefesh which he had in Shabbos Kodesh from this. That or that he's talking about. So what we're seeing here on Erev Shabbos Kodesh is a very different type of a Friday, of an Erev Shabbos, which maybe is starting to fit a little bit of what we go through on Erev Shabbos. So take a look at the kasuv here. He writes here, Bereshis is the Osiyos, Yorei Shabbos, Yorei Boishas. So what's the connection between Boishas and Shabbos? So he says, Gevaldik. V'hainu, Shetzarech Ha'adam, Lira Bebusha, Negid Goydel, Or Behiras HaShabbos Kodesh. That when a Jew is standing on the footsteps of Shabbos Kodesh, he should be margish such a busha. Who am I to go into this world? V'zehu Iker HaTshuva. This is the real tshuva which we've been speaking about, which needs to be done in Erev Shabbos. This busha to greet the Shabbos queen. Ki ein yichuna lekabel kedushas Shabbos, bilti tshuva. How can a Jew expect to be mekabel Shabbos kodesh without tshuva? This is the hachana that we're speaking about in the Torah. Beheichinu es asher yaviu. It's not just the flowers. This is it. Shu oisiyos boishes v'sashiv. Boishes, tshuva, are the same letters as Shabbos. V'afilu mishe'inu pogam kolkach. Even a person who didn't do so many averas this week. Im einu meichin es atzmo erev Shabbos. If he doesn't have a moment of clarity in erev Shabbos, l'hashras hakedusha ayideh habusha v'hahachna, the humility. If he doesn't prepare in all of his preparations a moment of that humility and hachna for Shabbos, which is the ikar tshuva, azeh ein yachol l'shreis alav goydel or kedusha Shabbos kodesh. Straight out. We're missing the ikar zach. The ikar inyan and hachanas for Shabbos is this nekuda. What we're seeing, Rabbi Isai, what we're seeing here is that there's something which is taking place during the week and Friday. There's a relationship which is taking place between these two achanas. And the inyan is that the whole week a person is meichin for Shabbos. But you know what happens come Friday? Come Friday, you say to yourself, and let's talk about Thursday night. Thursday night, you're all excited. You look at all the cheshbonis, and you're like, oh, what a great davening I had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This is going to be a great Shabbos. I was so good in my shalom bayis this week. I was so good in my achnasas orchim, and I was treated everybody so nicely, and I learned about hasmada 6 hours. I stayed up the whole night. Come Friday, right? A person looks at everything, and he stares at Shabbos straight in the face, and he's like, uh-oh. It says, this is just not going to cut it. And by the way, you know why it's not going to cut it? Because every Shabbos, like we established in previous Shurim, is greater than the one before. That means to say that everything which you're able to prepare for this coming Shabbos, you were using the previous Shabbos to do that with. But come this Shabbos, when you look at this Shabbos straight in the face, you're like, this is not good enough for this Shabbos. The hechrich, you're always going to be let down. If the avodah is done right. So what happens is, on Friday, is that you look back at all the hachanas which you made and you say to yourself, pasnished, this is not going to work. And then you start to do tshuva and all those things which you did during the week. Not just tshuva and the various which you did, but all the tshuva and all the mitzvahs which you did, and everything becomes possible. And you stand before Hashem and you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ein banu ma'isim. We have no ma'isim. What happens is that the hachanas which you did during the week, they're not hachanas for Shabbos anymore. They were all hachanas for this busha which going into Shabbos. They're all hachanas for the busha. Because really the busha on Erev Shabbos is the behechin v'sasheyavio. What you really bring to Shabbos is only Friday. And Friday, Rabbi Yisrael, has a ha'or from Shabbos. What is Shabbos? We established already. Shabbos is less than megar meklum. You have nothing on Shabbos. So Friday already has a ha'or from Shabbos. That's why it's called Erev Shabbos. It's mixing in with Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, there's already a toimei atayim chayim zachu of Shabbos, which is that this feeling of less than megar meklum. You could do that type of a tshuva on an Erev Shabbos. So therefore, all the great matanis and all the great things that you bring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the mitzvahs, ma'asim tov, you bring them on Erev Shabbos, you say about them, less than megar meklum. It's all puzzle. It's all puzzle. And you stand before Kodesh Baruch Hu with no ma'asim tov, where am I going to get my Shabbos from? Everything is just disintegrated. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is what I want Shabbos to be. That boishes. That boishes, not the boishes from the averes which you did, the boishes from the mitzvahs which you did. In this way, the hachanas which you did, and this lack of, and this feeling that you have no hachana at all, that becomes the greatest hachana. And in Pnimius, what ends up happening is Kodesh Baruch Hu says to you, like we said before, I'm giving you Shabbos as a gift. Take a look at the next Maimakom, the Yismach Yisrael, he writes, Kedushas Shabbos is a nachala b'li mitzarim. Why is it called a nachala? Because it's like a Yerusha. What's a Yerusha? You're not Amalin a Yerusha. Mishamayim kazachule. Hashem gives it to you. And that's what we say on every Shabbos. We say, Hamanchil menucha la'ama yisa b'kdushasai. Not according to our hachanas. Mitzal the Rachmanes, it's Hamanchil menucha. Hashem gives us as a nachala. Take a look at the Kedushas Levi, Parshas Kisisa. Be'emes yesh la'adam l'tzapos koy me'achol al matanas ha'Shabbos. Al kedusha v'chiyasu habala adam u'bevadei boy hachana rabba kol sheshit me'am ma'isa l'Shabbos. You need to work really hard 6 days of the week. Right? Whatever you prepare, that's what you're going to get. No, your Shabbos is made out of the 6 days of the week. However, even though you're doing a lot of hard work, at the end of the day, you receive it as a matana. Because even if you prepare with so many things, you don't think that you're not because you have all these things now, oh, 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 now I'm going to get it. But he says, you still need to be Mechin. This is the process, Rabbi Yisai. You have to be Mechin to come to Friday to say, I wasn't Mechin. Because if you're not Mechin at all, then you're just not Mechin at all. That's not going to do you anything. How are you going to feel the busha if you don't prepare at all? You have to be Mechin. But now they're going to go in with Shabbos with this. So that you can come to Shabbos after all the schwitzing and the hachan and all the mitzvahs and the ma'isim tovim during the week, and you come on Erev Shabbos, it's only once you make that hachan that you can have the busha from that hachana. And the Oy V'Yisrael says beautifully, also in Parashas Kisisa, Avo b'shemechin es atzman b'chol ha'yosef shari, you've done all that you can for the Kedusha Shabbos b'chol yom. Al yom ha'adam b'libay ki lefi hachanasa roi shenishba l'var Kedusha Shabbos. Oh, v'bedin hoshi yitoschar de b'emes, it's a matana taiva. And coming back to this, Mar Malkum, it's all a matana taiva, that even if you're mechin with all the hachanas sheba oilam, he says, mikol makom einu roi l'hakedusha yanafaz. You're not deserving of that Kedusha. Shemashpil on Shabbos Kodesh. Rather, it's all matana taiva. Everything is a matana taiva. Rav Yitzchak from Advil, he used to cry every Erev Shabbos for Hashem, Hashem, give me Shabbos Kodesh. Give me Shabbos Kodesh. Chaim Brim used to say also, he says, what do? You ask Hashem during the week, give me dugim for Shabbos. He used to say, give me the flowers for Shabbos, give me the food for Shabbos Kodesh. He says, the Jew has to daven to Hashem, give me Shabbos. Give me Shabbos Kodesh, he used to say. After all that, you have to give me the Shabbos. Take a look at this, Marmaka from Usher, from Stalin, the Stalin Rebbe, he said, Kesh mechabdim habayis berev Shabbos Kodesh, shkoyach lechabed ash basatzmai. And I think this really brings home a little bit what we do. When a person, you have to sweep the floor a little bit, you have to clean up a little bit. When a person is cleaning up the house and he's doing all the hachanas for Shabbos, while he's cleaning up the house, he could be thinking to himself, I really am cleaning myself right now. That's what a person is thinking. All the things that a person is going through during Friday, that he thinks he's wishing himself, I wish I could be sitting in a base medrash right now. Right? But he has to go through this hard work and the schwitzing. He should be thinking to himself, while he's cleaning up, he could be thinking in his mind how he's really cleaning himself up for Shabbos Kodesh. Take a look at Rabbi Yol Ashkenazi, that means by Shmuel Slonimer. So he said that the Rebbe saw him that he was shining his shoes. So he says that Rabbi Ramo the Malach, who was one of the great Chassidish, the Slanim Chassidim in Brisk, he said to him, Shaita, he said, we'll read the English, he says, Es or hasus nekisa l'kavet Shabbos. He says, you cleaned your shoes, you know, which is the what's the English word for or? The leather. You cleaned the leather of your shoes from the horses. V'esa or shalcha hasharta kama shahaya. Right, but your skin, but your leather, you didn't clean it at all. Right? It's very easy for us to get into coming to Shabbos with all done, all the mice and all the hachanas, but without cleaning himself. That's the ikar hachana from Shabbos. Over here, this next mice, we'll end with this, which is the mice from the Radomsker. I heard this mice from my Rebbe also. So the Radomsker, although he never saw the Naim Alimelech, he was a very big chas of the Naim Alimelech, the Radomsker, and he used to make many pilgrimages throughout the year to the caver of the Naim Alimelech, to the Tzion there, and he was a kohen, he couldn't come in, but he said he had a big avoda there by the Naim Alimelech. One time he came to the city of Luzhensk, and he made a big tumult that he wanted to meet somebody who once knew the Naim Alimelech. So there was one lady who knew the Naim Alimelech, and he found her, and he says, tell me something about the Naim Alimelech. She knew the Naim Alimelech. She said, tell me the Naim Alimelech. So she said the following thing. I was just one of the cookers. I was one of the bakers, one of the cooks in the kitchen over there, Naim Alimelech. And I'll tell you what happened every Erev Shabbos. The whole week we fought with each other. All the cooks, they fought together in the kitchen. And Erev Shabbos, what would happen is that come Erev Shabbos, they couldn't explain it, but then all the fighting and all the silliness which they had, they would all kiss each other and make up, and they would cry at each other, they'd be meichel each other, say, forgive me, I can't believe I treated you this way. So he said, the Naim Alimelech, through his tshuva on Erev Shabbos, he was able to be mashpia, such a tshuva in his home, that even the Misharsim were being meichel each other on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. In fact, in the Olam HaElyon, the Chesed Avram, which is the grandfather of the Chida, he turned to Naim Alimelech and he said to him, how come all of your svarim are so miskabel? And he says, and everybody, you're considered to be so, so great here. He says, I wrote so many svarim. He says, and how come I'm not the Naim Alimelech? So he told him, he says, you know why? Because on Erev Shabbos, I did such a tshuva that even the Misharsim did tshuva. He said, oh, if that's the case, then I understand. Nah, I don't have any questions anymore. Why you're so great? That's the case. But remember, the Naim Alimelech was the one before who taught us that every Erev Shabbos, plus an Erev Yom Kippur. You can imagine Naim Alimelech what it was like. Such a tshuva. But the Indian is that every single shot during the week, we're like tzaddikim. We do the best that we can. Tzaddik, tzaddik, tzaddik. Come Erev Shabbos, we become a Baal tshuva. And the Zayin says that really, that Mashiach will come to make the tzaddikim do tshuva. That's what it is. Every single Shabbos is like a Bechina Mashiach. That you be a big tzaddik the whole week, come Erev Shabbos, you become a Baal Tshuva, and with that Erev Tshuva, you come to Shabbos Kodesh, and Shem says, oh, all the bizyonis and all that you're saying, you have to help your wife on Erev Shabbos, you have to do this on Erev Shabbos, oh, it's to break a person a little bit. And that's the real Tshuva that a person comes from. Mishabizich, Tzimimukab Shabbos, Azoy, Tzimimukab Shabbos, 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 Tzimimukab